regarding the need for vocations to the priesthood. We talked about the need, and sisters, every country needs priests. Well, the bottom line, as you know, is not just priests, more priests, but more good priests. And let me tell you, there are voices being heard nowadays and in professedly Catholic circles that we don't really need priests. Now, before this weekend is over, I will also speak to you about, well, why only men in God's mysterious providence can be ordained priests. And the single most dangerous aspect of the feminist movement is women want to replace priests. And believe you me, they mean it. We go on. As we believe on faith, the priesthood began at the Last Supper when Christ ordained his apostles. And therefore, as we were saying both yesterday and the day before, the Catholic Church is not just another organization, not just another association. The Catholic Church is a visible body, we call it the mystical body of Christ. But the Catholic Church, I don't even want to use the word depends on priests. The Catholic Church, in her heart, in her essence, is a priestly church and take South America, where there is such a terrible shortage of priests. Any of you from South America? You're from, sister, from?
Brazil.
Would you know about how many people there are to one priest in Brazil? How about? Well, for South America in general, The best average is one priest to 10,000 people. But in many parts of South America, it is one priest to 30,000 people. There are many reasons behind that. But one reason, sisters, is the power of Freemasonry. Every country in South America is heavily controlled by the Freemasons, and they hate the Catholic Church, and they know that they can just keep, well, priests either out of the country or, and this is so tragically common, seduce priests through women. So that by giving up their celibacy, they give up their priesthood. In other words, when we say there's a need of vocations to the priesthood, strictly speaking, sisters, that title is mistaken. Strictly speaking, the language we talk is their need for vocations. The real need, sisters, is not for vocations, because Christ is giving the vocations. The real need is to respond, to accept the vocations. And I've shared this a little bit with Sisters Frederick and Nirmala. I've shared this more than once with Mother. In fact, I worked with the, as I told you, were the first missionaries of Charity Fathers. But not just for yourselves, but for the church. I will recommend and even cooperate as far as I can in how you can promote, I repeat, not precisely promoting vocations, because Christ gives the vocation, but to find those who have the vocation. And sisters, they can be men who will resist. I know one man. In my younger days, I thought maybe I had a vocation to the priesthood. But as I got older, and in fact, to make sure I was making a free choice for entering the Jesuit novitiate, I had myself accepted for medical school to become a medical doctor. In other words, the key, or two keys, number one, find those men, young men, could be boys, who have a special leaning toward the spiritual life. There are exceptions, but generally, priestly vocations come from good Catholic families. There are exceptions, but those boys who may be unusual, I don't mean just be pious, but, and watch this, especially boys who have control of their sexual passions. Sisters, am I clear? Because, as we know, and this is part of our courses here, both men and women have a natural desire to marry and reproduce themselves. That is perfectly natural. I tell you about the young man when I was teaching the secondary school in Cincinnati for my ordination. I tell you about that young man. Did I? Do you remember? I thought he had a vocation. I tell you about that. So I asked him, and he was very intelligent, and, lived a good moral life. His name was Eugene. I was preparing him for giving the graduation talk. I said, Gene, have you thought about a vocation to the priesthood?